This evening, the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra will offer the final concert of the 2016-2017 season, a season marking the orchestra's 50th anniversary. There are so many memorable moments to recall over 50 years, so many special guests and soloists, among them Jorge Federico Osorio, a distinguished and award-winning pianist with an international career, who joined the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra 2 years ago. 2 years ago, almost to this exact date, for a performance of the piano concerto in A minor by Robert Schumann. Gerardo Edelstein, music director and conductor of the WSO, tells the "Oh, what a small world it is" story of the way that Jorge Osorio came to be the guest soloist, bringing that season to a close.
We have a fantastic soloist coming to a Williamsport for our last concert. His name is Jorge Federico Osorio. I got to know this notable pianist, you know, fabulous musician and great person, because I had the chance to meet him not long ago. His son came to my studio, my conducting studio. His son actually plays viola in the orchestra. He's the principal viola of the orchestra. And because he had some connection with people in State College, he came to check out the conducting program at Penn State. And I talked extensively to him about what we have to offer. And he came to audition, and he actually was accepted into the program. And, you know, that name, Osorio, rang a bell, always images in my head, while we were at the audition. And at the end, I said, "Do you have any other family members who are musicians?" And then he mentions to me, "Of course, my father. My father is a pianist." "And tell me the name of your father, Jorge Federico Osorio." And I said, I know this name. And after he left, I kept thinking about it. And suddenly came to my mind, I heard him play while I was in Argentina. I was a teenager in Argentina. He came to Buenos Aires with the National Symphony of Mexico. He was born in Mexico. And he actually was the piano soloist for that concert. So I guess he made quite an impression on me, just because so many years after, I could still remember that name, you know, was somebody that I heard as a young student. And the story does not end there. Last summer, we decided to go with my family to Chicago. We have some friends there, and I just grabbed the paper and I said, "Oh, let's look if there are any outside concerts and any events. Maybe we can go attend." And there is the famous Ravinia Festival in Chicago. So I said, "Ravinia, oh yes, yeah, I've never been there before. Let's get tickets for tonight," even not looking at the program. So I go to the festival with my family, open the program, and who is the soloist? Jorge Federico Osorio. And what is he playing? Schumann Piano Concerto, the one we're going to hear for this last concert. So it was a fabulous concert and just great playing. Unfortunately, didn't have the chance to talk to him after the concert, which was just too many people. So I had the chance to meet him actually personally a month ago when he came to his son's recital. Conducting recital, he played for him and also performed with the Philadelphia Orchestra, this time not the Schumann, some other piece. So I got a chance to meet with him, and as I said, you know, just a fabulous musician that I'm really looking forward to work with him and to feature him here in Williamsport with our orchestra.
Gerardo Edelstein, music director and conductor of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, telling us the story of the way that internationally celebrated pianist Jorge Federico Osorio came to be the soloist for the May 2015 WSO concert featuring the piano concerto in A minor by Robert Schumann, and how Jorge's son Santiago was principal violist with the orchestra for that performance, and also how Santiago was a conducting student of Gerardo Edelstein. Well now, 2 years later, Jorge Federico Osorio has released a brand new double CD of works by two of Schumann's contemporaries, Franz Schubert and Johannes Brahms, titled Final Thoughts, the last piano works of Schubert and Brahms on the CD label. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jorge Federico Osorio while he was at the WFMT studios in Chicago about this new recording, but first about his performance here in Williamsport in 2015.
We played the Schumann Piano Concerto.
Are you related to Santiago?
Yes, Santiago's my son.
Was he in the orchestra that night?
Yes, I believe he was playing there, yes.
He's interested in conducting as well?
Yes, he's pursuing the conducting career, and at the moment he's in Germany. He's been there for over a year.
We know Gerardo just had a great respect for you and your family, you and Santiago.
Yes, isn't this delightful? Well, gives me pleasure, Eric.
You played the Schumann in Williamsport, and now you're bringing us on this recording two of Schumann's contemporaries, Schubert and Brahms. So many of our guests whom we've talked with over the years have said, oh, I love Brahms and I wouldn't live without Brahms, but it wasn't always that way. I had to get mature as a person to appreciate his riches. You've been drawn to Brahms in your performing career. Did you love Brahms right from the start?
Yeah, I loved Brahms right from the start. I remember when I was growing up in Mexico City, I was studying the piano and my mother was my first teacher. And when I was about 11 or 12, if I would practice well and be like a good boy with all my practice, and then my prize would be to practice for half an hour or 1 hour the Brahms Second Piano Concerto. That was my reward. So yes, Brahms' music has been like always a very, very dear and very close to me.
We often hear people use, and I think they're even in the notes for this recording, that sense of the autumnal quality of Brahms, that yearning quality. Is that something that you connect with on a deep way?
Yes, I mean that is one of the characteristics of Brahms. The colors and the poetry that comes with it, and just the beauty of his music, and it's really something that touches me very deeply, and that's what I want to convey, and that's why I thought to put these four opuses together, because it's like a last statement. What prompted Brahms to suddenly, after he had more or less stopped writing for the piano, to write 20 pieces in such a dramatic and, above all, in such a personal way. It's really wonderful.
Do you have your own thoughts about that? Do you have your own sense of what must have prompted him at that point?
Oh, I guess he was like also being such a nostalgic person. I guess he's for me, it's like these pieces is like writing a diary or something, or a story of your life or something like that, with very dramatic points and finishing with the Rhapsody Opus 119 in a very dramatic, almost like a shocking, as if something hadn't. As if he was frustrated of something that he couldn't achieve. I don't know.
When you have been living so long with Brahms, is there a sense with both of these composers, and you give us the sense of final thoughts, could we use in any way for either of them or both of them, not just maturity, but a sense of wisdom?
I don't know. It's a hard question. It's like... To put it into words, it's just the thing is when I'm working with the late Brahms or middle Brahms or early Brahms, he was his music, his character in the music. It's so clear from the beginning that it's a process that I don't think about it really. When you're playing any piece of any composer, really, that what matters is the moment here. It's the moment, the present moment, and that's what I wanted to convey in these pieces, very poetic, and how it's linked with the Schubert. It's also has to do a lot with Brahms' admiration for Schubert's music, and how at that time he was encouraging people to get acquainted with his music. He was really championing Schubert for many, many years.
Also in the notes of this recording, there's a quote about the Schubert by Alfred Brendel, and he uses the phrase concerning these great sonatas about musical space and allowing breathing space, holding the breath and listening into silence. Don't we, as we mature, perhaps we're less afraid of space or less afraid of silence? And it seems to me, in listening to this recording, you bring us that sense of the ability to let the music breathe and not be afraid and not have to rush on to the next thing. Does that speak to you?
Well, it speaks to me, certainly, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And but I remember when I started learning the Schubert B-flat, and that's one of the things that I was most moved by. It also was his writing, and when he gets to these fermatas and these silences. And I don't know, something that I was struck from the beginning, really. But every time you perform it, and every time you do it, and sometimes these are really such touching moments when you're performing these two works. There are similar places also in the Big A Major Sonata, that when things happen like that, particularly in the Andantino movement.
And yet you have to sustain these, often the word epic is used because of the length.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's our job as a performer, to be able to bring it alive at that particular moment.
And we talked about your performing the Schumann with the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, and you perform with orchestras all over the world, and you do the intimacy of recitals like this one that you're bringing to us with just solo piano or chamber music in that way. How does that cross-fertilization work between playing with an orchestra as you do as a soloist and also then just with you and Brahms or you and Schubert?
Well, you know, in essence, it's the same. For me, it's the same. It's just music. It's just done maybe differently, but what I do as a performer, I don't think about it really, if what requires what when you play with orchestra and what is required of you when you play chamber music or recitals. It's just the music. It's just in a simple way, with some simplistic, but I mean that's the what dictates really what I try to convey. It's really the what's on the score there.
You use the word poetic and poetry, and I wonder about your interaction with the other arts. And you grew up in Mexico, where there were those extraordinary mural artists and so on. Have the other arts, and you're living in the Chicago area where the arts are alive, have those other arts fed into you as a person and as a performer?
Well, I don't know if enrich my understanding. I just enjoy it, and I think it's one of the purposes of having all this, and is to give you yourself time to enjoy it. I enjoy all the culture, and you were mentioning it, for instance, all the magnificent muralists we have in Mexico. For instance, I remember when recording and playing the Chavez Piano Concerto, certainly that came to mind very, very strikingly.
The colors and the dynamism and the power of those images must be always with you on some level, wouldn't it be? You talked about listening and playing classical music all the time. When you were a lad, were Mexico's folk traditions in your ears as well?
Yes, certainly. Yes, and I love Mexican music. I love the trios. I love a good mariachi. I mean, when it's good, it's good. I don't like to make such a distinction, because the trios, the repertoire for trios or for guitar from Mexico, I think it's so touching and so beautiful.
Also, I was just doing an interview with Evelyn Esteva from Venezuela with the Madison Quartet. She had master classes with Henrik Schering, the esteemed violinist, and he was somebody you encountered as well. And that's a great musical figure who could love music and the world and Mozart, and yet be involved in the life of the world in terms of things like translating for the Polish government. Music isn't anything separate, is it?
Exactly. I think that's why music exists, and that's why there never will be words that can describe it. That's why we live with music. And funny, you should mention Schering, because I knew him very well. At one point, I played the three Brahms sonatas in a recital with him. He was a close friend of the family. Schering, he played at my parents' wedding. So I knew him very well. He was a very generous man, and I remember when we rehearsed the Brahms sonatas, in a very calm way, but I mean, very demanding, and always for the love of music, really.
Did you have an aha moment with the Brahms sonatas and sharing it all? Did you hear something in those performances with him that you might not have heard before? Is there anything that you remember where you say, ah?
Well, with Henrik, there were many moments there, because I said he was a close friend. And when I was studying in Paris, I used to visit him at his home very frequently. And mostly in those intimate reunions is where I would say, ah, yes, something like that.
And so you'd hope we come away from listening to these final thoughts. We can be touched and head and heart come together.
Yes, very much so. And you don't have to be a music lover or someone who goes to concerts regularly. I mean, this is music for everybody. I had so many wonderful experiences of playing pieces that supposedly are very hard to understand, and playing to people who had never been to a concert, and you'll be surprised how people react and how moved they can be with all this repertoire.
Pianist Jorge Federico Osorio speaking with us on the occasion of the release of his brand new CD, Final Thoughts, the Last Piano Works of Schubert and Brahms, on the CEDI label. Jorge Osorio is an award-winning pianist with a distinguished international career. He has performed with the symphony orchestras of Atlanta, Chicago, Cincinnati, Dallas, Detroit, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and the National Symphony Orchestra of Mexico, as well as orchestras around the world. He's worked under conductors James Conlon, Bernard Haitink, Manfred Horneck, Maris Jansons, Lauren Mazel, and Robert Spano, Klaus Tennstedt, Jaap van Schweden, and many others. His concert tours have taken him around the world. He's performed recitals with orchestras in Berlin, Brussels, Dusseldorf, Rio de Janeiro, Stuttgart, at the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, the Gewandhaus in Leipzig. He has many fine recordings. He's a chamber music performer as well. And as we learned, he performed as featured soloist in the Schumann Piano Concerto with the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Gerardo Edelstein, in May 2015 as the culminating concert of the 2014-2015 season. With such a nice addition, his son Santiago Osorio was the principal violist that evening for that performance. The CD is Final Thoughts, the Last Piano Works of Schubert and Brahms, featuring Jorge Federico Osorio on the CEDI label. For more information on the web, CEDIRecords.org, and CEDI is spelled C-E-D-I-L-L-E, C-E-D-I-L-L-E, CEDIRecords.org.